Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So October is Infection Prevention, I would say month, but we also are celebrating Infection Prevention Week, should I say. And my guest today is our Infection Control and Employee Health Nurse at Wayne Memorial Hospital, Allie Von Onen. I got it?
That's right.
Oh, great. Thank you. I tried. So, Allie, welcome.
Thank you.
And how are you today?
I'm great.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you on the show because I think this topic, we could probably talk about it year-round, right? It's not really just a week-long topic when we talk about infection and infection control, correct?
Correct. We could talk about it every day, all day, for the rest of our lives.
Right, right. And in any situation, any place, not just the hospital. Yes, in the hospital is extremely important. And we're going to get to all of that. But again, welcome to the show today. How long have you been a registered nurse?
So I've worked in healthcare since I was 14 years old.
Wow.
I've been a registered nurse for the last 10 years. I got my start here at Wayne Memorial Hospital through the Luzerne County Community College Nursing Program. And since then, I've held various jobs, both in long-term care and acute care settings. And I've been doing infection prevention probably for about the last 6 years.
Right. Do you like it?
I do. I love it. It's not everybody's cup of tea. It's a little bit of a niche. And a lot of infection preventionists kind of fall into the role, which is kind of what happened to me. But I've really grown to love everything about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy to be in numerous roles.
And we're happy to have you, too,
well,
because, like
you.
I said, your role is extremely important in the hospital setting. No doubt about that. And I think many people may not realize like that we have a specific person designated to look over all of that. So, you know, when we talk about infection control, why is it so important to talk about it? Or infection prevention, should I say?
So infection prevention is important, and it isn't just isolated to healthcare. So germs are everywhere. People can get sick at any time. Infection preventionist, we take on the role to be the guide and the resource person to try to help navigate some of our healthcare threats. So we also work with doctors, scientists, environmentalists, epidemiologists, local health departments. So we try to educate people and help establish good, healthy practices that can keep everybody safe.
Right. And so like, when was this all established? Was there like, you know, because it's, We've had infections, I should say infections or diseases and germs for many, many years, right?
Yeah, so Infection Prevention Week was actually established in 1986, so that's almost 40 years ago.
Okay.
1986 was also when the CDC first established our universal or our standard precautions that we still use today as well. And it does go back the concept of infection prevention even further than that. So since the development of modern medicine around the mid-1800s, we've had people working towards breakthroughs in healthcare and infection prevention. So, for example, it's been almost 100 years since we came out with penicillin antibiotics.
Wow.
It's also been about 100 years since we came out with the first flu vaccine. During that time, and as time goes on, we're moving forward in ways that we can establish better practices. So we take this little week to try to highlight all of the places that we've been and all of the places that we're trying to go.
Because again, you know, the world changes, life changes, everything changes around us, right? So
yeah.
You need to always continue to look at those things and improve it.
Yes.
Basically. Wow. I always love to do these shows because I always learn something new. I really do. I think I like to enjoy them. Hopefully our listeners like to listen to them and learn about them. So, you know, each year, right, there is a theme. What is the theme for 2024?
So this year's theme is moving the needle on infection prevention. So it's a really exciting time in the infection prevention world, we have people from all different backgrounds, all over the world, that really work together, perform research, communicate, and educate. So we have organizations such as the CDC mm-hmm. and the World Health Organizations. We have APIC and SHE that really help us set the standards of health in our care. And anytime we take a step forward in this realm, we really look at it as in a positive light so that we can improve practices and education, so ultimately we get to a place that is safer for ourselves and our patients.
Right, right. And, you know, speaking of safe, you know, how important is it to maintain like a safe workplace, especially when it comes to infection prevention?
So it's really important, first of all, for our workers. So we want to make sure that everybody who works in healthcare, regardless of their role, they're very vital. So we want to make sure our workers are safe and healthy so that they can continue to carry out all of those vital services. And then we want to focus on our patient safety as well. We want the best possible outcomes for them. Unfortunately, when we do get into situations where we have healthcare-acquired infections, it can lead to complications. Mm-hmm. It leads to longer stays, more complex treatments, and it ultimately has a bigger financial impact both for patients and on our healthcare systems.
Right. And you know, when people think of hospitals and infection prevention, a lot of them think of nursing floors and units, right? But you're talking about housekeeping.
Yeah.
Right? You're talking about dietary. How, like, do they really play a role with all of us? Like, making sure when they do the dishes, right? After a patient eats, right? We have special equipment, right, for all of that.
Yes. Yeah, so those are kind of our unsung heroes. Mm-hmm. I always try to emphasize that everybody in healthcare really does play an important role. So our dietary services, we want to make sure that our food is safe, that it's at appropriate temperatures, that we provide nutritious meals and adhere to people's diets. Environmental services, they kind of are in the background making sure that our environment's clean, mm-hmm. that it's sanitary, that we have trash picked up around the place. So yeah, it really is an effort on all parts and not just nursing mm-hmm. Or doctors. Everybody plays a huge role in the care and the sustained effort in our systems.
Right, right. And we get, you know, like the Department of Health comes in and they check us out, right? And they look at those things.
They do. So we have established standards that are state-based. So Pennsylvania has regulations. We have federal regulations. So CMS has a lot of regulations that we have to abide by, especially in infection control. OSHA as well, so they protect our health workers' safety, our respiratory protection programs, our bloodborne pathogen programs, and we have environmental agencies as well that kind of adhere to some of those practices that we use for cleaning and disinfecting in our chemicals.
Wow, like, yeah. Again, when we start talking about this, we can just go on and on can't we? What are some ways that we can, like, prevent infections?
So, like we said before, it's not just isolated to healthcare. So we have germs that can live on surfaces. They're primarily carried on our hands as well. So hand washing remains a highly effective practice. Really good cleaning and disinfection practices as well. Respiratory etiquette, so covering our cough, wearing masks when they're appropriate, staying up to date on our immunizations, so making sure that we can kind of protect ourselves and our community from some of these things, food safety, environmental safety, and educating people mm-hmm. And patients on healthy habits and how to take care of themselves.
Right. So, and you mentioned washing hands, because I think that is almost number one, isn't it?
It is number one. It has always been the number one way that we call it breaking the chain of infection. Right. So if we pick up germs primarily on our hands, that is the number one way that we can help this and stop the spread of germs.
So I have to ask you then the next question. What is the proper way to wash your hands?
So in healthcare, we use what we call the five moments of hand hygiene. And that is primarily for when we're dealing with patient and patient's environments. Mm-hmm. Outside of the hospital, we really want to focus hand hygiene anytime we're dealing with our stomachs. So when we're using the restroom, before we're eating, we want to focus on high touch surfaces. So anytime we're in contact with items or surfaces that many other people are also having contact with, we want to take those as hand hygiene opportunities. And when we talk about hand hygiene, we have two really good options. So we have our soap and water, mm-hmm. Which is our classic. So we want to make sure that we're using those when our hands are visibly soiled, when they're sticky, they're dirty. And then those opportunities when we're dealing with using the restroom, we want to wash our hands for at least 20 seconds, really scrubbing them, rinse them off under warm water. And then we have our alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Those are good for any other opportunity. It's really efficient. It's quick. We can kind of do it on the go. Mm-hmm. For that, we want to make sure that we have enough product that covers our hands. We can cover all surfaces. And we're just going to keep rubbing our hands together as if we're washing our hands until they're dry. And each of those ways will help get rid of the germs at that mm-hmm. moment that are on our hands.
Right, and like prevent it from spreading to something else.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
I know, like, even when I, you know, usually before I leave work, I wash my hands, only because probably I use the bathroom, right? Because, you know, you have a little bit of a ride home, right? But then also when I walk in the door, I make sure I wash my hands, you know, because I'm touching my car, right? Yeah. Or if I go to the store, the grocery store, something like that. Like, although, like, my hands feel clean, but again, you're just kind of protecting yourself. You're protecting your household whenever you come in, right? It's a good practice to start.
It's a good practice, and hand hygiene is one of those things that's easier to just get into routine. Mm-hmm. So in healthcare, we say foam in, foam out. So regardless if we touch anything, we're just always going for that hand sanitizer. Same thing in our everyday lives. So after we're going to the grocery store, when we come out of a public place, before and after using the restrooms, the more routine we can get, because mm-hmm. we can't see all the germs we just touched.
Right.
It does help significantly reduce the amount of germs that are on our hands and mm-hmm. that we can spread to other people.
Right, right. And I just want to clarify. So when we talk about hands, we talk about the front and the back of our hands, right?
Yes. So good point. So we want to cover all of those surfaces, fronts, backs, in-betweens, around our wrists. So especially if we have jewelry or watches on, we want to get underneath those. Our fingertips and our nails. Particularly germs like to hide mm-hmm. around and in our fingernails. So it's a good idea to make sure that we're kind of scrubbing those out as often as we're doing hand hygiene as well. Germs are really tricky and they will hide in the little crevices of our hands. Keeping our hands moist. So if we're doing a lot of hand hygiene, we know that our hands get dry, especially in the winter mm-hmm. months. So we want to be using a good non-scented lotion just as often to keep our hands nice and healthy so that we don't create any cracks or openings that germs like to hide in and make us sick.
Right, right. And again, you know, another part of your job, we only like probably less than 2 minutes left, but is your employee health nurse. Mm-hmm. So again, you help employees, I wouldn't say stay healthy, but yes, you know, we do a yearly physical now, right, as mm-hmm. part of our requirements for the hospital, which is wonderful. But also vaccinations, right? You apply, we could get flu shots, right, COVID shots. Is those things important for us, those vaccinations, to help reduce infection?
Yeah, so vaccinations, we encourage everybody that can get vaccinated to be vaccinated. Even if we're perfectly healthy all of the other times, as healthcare workers, we are facing a lot of people, and mm-hmm. we have, you know, public-facing jobs, and we encounter a lot of people. So we call that community immunity. The more people that we can get vaccinated, the more it helps reduce those viruses from being able to spread or being able to cause severe infection in people. So we really encourage healthcare workers in particular And those who may be compromised, like our really young and our elderly population, mm-hmm. to get those vaccinations so that we can try to protect our community as a whole.
Right, right, which is so important. And I like the fact that you mentioned the young ones and stuff like that. Like, and especially with hand washing, like they can't always reach the sink or whatever. So we need to start teaching them early, right?
Yes.
And as babies, we wash their hands off and keep them clean. Although, you know, they're usually not touching anything.
Yeah.
But still, you know, they have their hands in their mouth, don't they, all the time?
Yeah.
So those are important things to remember,
yeah, so
right?
Just like we have those routines, the more routine we can get in our everyday life, the less we have to think about it later on.
Right, right. Well, Allie, I want to thank you so much. Is there, you mentioned websites, like can they go to the CDC website or the Pennsylvania Department of Health just to kind of brush up on infection prevention
so
and stuff?
So there is a ton of resources out there, and things can get very complex and scientific. So it's a good idea for the community to go to some of those websites. So the CDC, the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, the Pennsylvania Department of Health has a lot of resources as well. They also have a Facebook page.
Great.
So they put little tidbits out throughout the week, mm-hmm. For everybody to stay healthy, and contacts if you're experiencing something, where you should go to seek help or resources.
Great. Allie, thank you so much for all the information you shared. It really was a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I love talking about infection prevention.
I know that, and that's great. And trust me, it won't be our last show that we do together. So again, I want to thank you all for listening today. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Have a great day.